Wham, boy! What's up?
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm doing good, man.
You're way too hyped.
Woo!
Way too hyped.
Let's go!
You getting paid by the biscuit people, man?
I am. Free chicken for life.
Why do you get the chicken sponsorship and I don't?
Because you don't live in the world I live, son.
Chicken, biscuits, and beer.
Yeah. I bought so much there, they gave me the shirt.
That's so... Dude, I want...
I'm kidding.
I've never even been there. Colby's wearing a shirt.
It's a good shirt.
Good chicken.
I reckon it's very good chicken.
It's good chicken, good shirt. No, you can stop looking for that picture.
I want to find it.
We could do it after the show, man.
No, because I'll lose my spot.
Just lock your phone. It'll save it right there.
I don't think it does that.
It does it, man.
I don't think it does
it
that.
It does it, man.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't do that, man.
It does it, man.
I have to scroll back through all this shit. There's too much shit. What is that one? Oh, that's just me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Maltese, tattoo, acid, ballin' hobo, monster. Hey, happy Sunday to you all.
What's
hope you're
up,
doing
y'all?
Great. Hope you're doing great. Why did Here's I stop one, by too. For that math call out? I'm gonna go eat desert. All right, have fun eating desert. Yeah, I saw that photo. See, I don't know if that's before or after. I just don't
that's
know.
The same night, isn't it?
I don't think so.
No, Bash was up for the one where he died.
He was?
Yeah.
Dude, you have a better memory than me. I just don't know, man. We're never going to find it. I'm going to look through my photos tonight. It'll be fine.
Oh, I definitely have it somewhere.
Well, so do I.
I'm so mad.
But looking like at the beginning of the show, probably.
I'm so mad.
Not the best use.
Keep entertaining then,
friend. Why do I have to do it?
Because I'm looking for things. Don't record this. Don't.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? It's Seth the Colby Show. Sunday. We're drinking Coors Light. Colby's reminiscing. Instead of doing the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great pictures of Pinella opening.
I bet there is, man. Someday me and you need to go through...
I ran out.
We need to go through our photos sometime together.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun, mm-hmm. You know? Just someday. Oh. By the way, we added closed captioning. It's going to distract me, so I can't
what?
See it.
How does it do that?
Dude, the magic of science. Look at it, man.
No. No, it doesn't.
Look at that.
No, no, it does not.
Yes, yes, it does so.
That's fucked. That's sketchy, man. Well, so now you don't even need NSA analysts to analyze every single microphone in the world. They have AI that just does it. And then if anything, like a phrase is spoken that might pop, it just sends a notification.
Well, what it's doing is anytime I have this microphone unmuted, it's sending that to the Google voice-to-text API cloud and then sending it back. So technically, we're just giving our show to Google, but I feel like they don't want it anyway, so...
Well, they can just run audio samples through their own, which is probably
right, they
better.
Right, they could literally just take our show, download it, do what they want with it, anyway.
Is that your computer again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's broke.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
man, cool.
It's real broke.
All right. Yeah, we're drinking beers.
What you got to talk about
we're here?
Today?
Poppers.
Okay, what about them, man?
Poggers.
Poppers?
Poggers.
Yeah, that says poggers, but you said poppers, which
I
is a drug,
poggers.
Right?
Poggers. Poppers, I believe, is a drug of
right.
some sort.
I thought you wanted to talk about drugs today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crack, meth, cocaine, let's
all right.
go.
I don't know anything about them, so let me hear it.
Did you know crack
uh-huh.
is just cocaine except mixed with a baking salt?
I did
like
not
baking
know that.
Soda?
But I thought that crack was worse than cocaine.
Yeah, probably because it has baking soda in it.
So does that mean that I could just go smoke baking soda and I'd get something?
I mean, probably not something.
I don't feel like the thing... Okay, so let me tell you this. I went outside and I got dirt and I rolled it up and I smoked it. Anything going to happen?
Probably not.
Okay, so if I went out...
You might die.
Got dirt, put it in some cocaine, smoked it, something gonna happen?
Yeah.
Okay, if I go get some cocaine, smoke it, something gonna happen?
Yep.
Okay, so which one of those isn't gonna do anything? The dirt.
Right.
So if I smoke some baking soda, it ain't gonna do nothing.
I think it's... Because my only thought is, why would you make crack when you already have the cocaine? But I feel like you can make more
Maybe
crack.
It's cheaper?
Yeah, because you have to split it. My guess is he split it with something like baking
soda. But if you have to do double the amount in order to get the same effect, then is it really cheaper?
I don't think it's double the amount.
Well, it's like those 100-calorie candy bars. You know,
it
like
might not
you
be
eat
double
two
the
of
amount.
Them. So.
I don't honestly know.
I don't
Never
either.
Done it.
Don't I don't either.
Know.
But yeah, chat's talking about Joker getting a good rating. Yeah, it's got like 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's gonna be shit.
I mean, it's fine.
It's gonna be like an indie film Oscar nom Joker movie. That's what
they're not gonna Oscar nom it. No way.
But,
if
I
Joker
mean,
gets
in
Oscar
that realm
noms,
closer than
yeah, agreed.
Endgame,
right? Well, I don't know if it's closer than Endgame. I feel like Endgame's got the whole series going for it. You know, like Return of the King did.
Okay, sorry. It's closer than Iron Man. It's closer than Suicide Squad.
Dude, the dump I took this morning is more Oscar-worthy than the Suicide Squad, dude. So I mean, that's
I'm just saying, tonally-wise, it's going more of an Oscar-bait movie than
did you
a popcorn
see
movie.
That Nathan Fillion is going to be in the new Suicide Squad, James Gunn's Suicide Squad?
I did hear that.
I hope he plays Killer Croc and he does that little scoot, dude. That's what I hope.
Little scoot.
That's what I hope, man. Hey, Basement, what's up, dude? Good to see
scoot.
You. Good to see you. I'm sick of the Joker. I demand the other awesome villains in the Batman universe. I'm sorry, there are none. DC. I have a command in my channel now. Anytime someone says something like DC's better than Marvel, I just type !DC and it shows that video of the Killer Croc crawling into a sewer. It's just that's all I need to win, man. That exists.
That does exist.
That exists.
That's in a big major movie.
Yeah, in a recent one too. You know, I'm sure if you went back to the 70s, there'd be some terrible stuff. You know, from Marvel.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure. But that movie was what? 2016.
I don't know if you can get any worse than fucking TV show Batman.
Oh, Adam. I'm sure you can get worse.
Adam.
Ewok's Christmas
Scott,
special, dude.
Adam West.
People love that show.
Yeah, for stupid reasons.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they still do it. Have you never seen it, Ballin' Hobo? It's so good, dude. It's so good. Let me see if I can find it for you. It's so good because it's so bad. Now, let me see here. Killer Croc.
Ow. My body hurts constantly.
Crawls into water. There it is. Okay. Here we go. This is it. You guys ever seen this? It's the best video of all time right here.
Why is this a video on YouTube?
Because it's hilarious, dude.
I'm going with you.
Look at this scoot, Chad. You ready?
This. I'm not asking, bro.
Here we go, chat. DC
I
Comics.
Live underground.
Right here.
Y'all are just... tools.
People paid money to see this.
I honestly don't know why that's so funny to you.
Tools.
Is it just because you see his ass?
Look at this crawl, dude! Why is he... He can just walk in! Why does he gotta get down on all fours and waddle into the water?
Because he's a crocodile!
No, he's not!
He's a crocodile, man!
Crocodiles don't wear velour jumpsuits and stand upright, man!
He's
you
half
can't be,
croc.
You can't be
You can't
half
take
croc.
All the croc out of the croc man, alright?
You can.
You can't.
You can.
You, I think he prefers crawling. He's just walking normal so people don't look at him funny.
He is a scaly man in a velour jumpsuit.
He's trying to be a man. Everybody looks at him like a croc, the poor guy.
And so then he crawls into the water.
Yeah, he finally accepts his crocness and is like, I'm going to crawl in this
Why
place.
Are you defending Suicide Squad?
Because there is far worse scenes in that fucking movie than that.
You're going to lose your biscuit sponsorship if you keep talking good about Suicide Squad, all right? They're not going to trust your opinion on chicken.
I know chicken. I don't know movies. I know chicken.
Do you know chicken? Britt, why don't you... Shut up. Got her, dude. You see that?
That was a good one, man.
Do you think I gave her enough time to frantically turn down the volume?
I don't think so.
Oh, I tried, man.
No.
I tried. You're reaching. You're reaching!
You are for sure reaching with that scene.
Look, I don't need to defend myself because I've got the tribe behind me, okay?
Who's the tribe?
That's the people that'll bully the people who disagree with me. That's who. It's everyone else. Tattoo Bluey's part of the tribe.
Is
Marvel
that your
forever.
Low gang? The
no.
The Z-Swigs tribe?
I might have to start that, though. It sounds pretty baller.
What, the Z-Tribe?
I don't want to call it the Z-Tribe. That sounds like subtype.
Oh, come on. That one's the best one. Z-Tribe. Oh. I'd be part of the Z-Tribe.
You would?
No.
You almost got me.
I definitely would not be part of the Wiggies, either.
You're already a part of them by being here and saying the name, dude. victim of saying the name. Monster, watch a show. It'll get better, all right?
Okay.
So that's our advice. He's just a cannibal with a sting. Wait, does Killer Croc eat people?
Yeah. Because he's a crocodile.
Well, he's not, though.
He is. Half crocodile.
The fact that he's called Killer Croc implies that there is a non-killer croc.
Yeah, probably a baby.
That's like me saying, hey, I want everyone to call me Fat Seth from now on.
If he had a baby, it wouldn't be a killer croc yet. It'd just be a croc.
He'd eat his baby, probably. Don't crocodiles eat their young?
I don't think so.
I think they might.
Then how are they still alive?
Well, I think they don't think they eat all of them.
No, they don't eat all of them. But they'll
okay,
the
answer
they
me
like.
This. Are there creatures in the animal kingdom that eat their young? You know the answer's yes. Quit pretending to think.
Pick one.
What?
Sharks?
I don't know if they eat their young. Bugs eat
probably.
Them. A lot of
bugs.
Bugs
don't give a shit. Bugs
yeah,
don't
but bugs
count.
Are everywhere.
They aren't animals. They're bugs.
Yeah, bugs are... Do insects... I think insects count as part of the animal kingdom. They're part of the food chain and the circle of life. They're in that, dude.
They should all just burn in
a well, I can't
hell.
Disagree with any of that. Totally agree.
And then whatever eats them finds a different source of food. That's my goal.
Who eats bugs? Besides people from Thailand.
Frogs, bats.
I do like frogs.
Spiders.
Bats could go away.
Well,
spiders could go away.
Yeah.
Well, or spiders technically aren't insects, right? They're arachnids.
Yep.
Well, who decides all this stuff?
I don't know.
It's like the sun isn't fire, it's plasma. Shut up, it's fire. Spiders are a bug. Why you gotta do all this classification?
Fucking science people, man.
Dude.
Nerds that have nothing else to do with their lives.
They should do something else.
They should. They really should.
You think that a lot of that comes out of the fact that they gotta get, like, research grants, and so they're like, we got paid $2 million to research the sun, and we came up with nothing new, let's just say it's plasma.
Yeah.
You know, and then they just put that in there, and then other ones are like, oh, yes, yes, plasma, yes.
I mean...
Timon and Pumbaa do eat bugs. Great point.
Do you want me to bring up the obvious fact that that's what every single Republican who doesn't believe in climate change says about the scientists claiming that climate change is a real thing? That they're getting grants for it, so they have to produce some sort of proof since they got the money to investigate it.
Is that really what they say?
So they can keep getting money. Yes.
Isn't our entire government controlled by Republicans?
No.
I mean, it used to be, right? Like a year ago?
Like a year ago? No.
Before the congressional election, wasn't the House and the Senate and the presidency Republican?
I think.
Yeah. And doesn't the government approve the grants?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are they complaining about?
I mean, most of them, I highly doubt that they've gotten any new ones recently.
Who? New what? Grants?
Yeah.
Probably not.
It's all been from Obama. Thanks, Obama.
It's all right, man. World's gonna burn. Let's just...
But yeah, no, I just wanted you to see the... correlation between what you were saying.
Are you saying that I'm a crazy Republican?
I mean, no, but you're kind of talking like them.
Look.
Scientists just make up stuff because they get paid for it.
I will go out on a limb here and say that a lot of Republicans make things up about things they hate, and I will make things up about bugs because I hate them.
There you go.
And I have no problem admitting to that fact.
All right? Sounds good.
I have no problem with that. I thought the government was controlled by banks.
I don't think they're controlled by the banks, but they're definitely... You know.
Did you know we got another tax hike yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they raised our taxes again. They did it over a holiday weekend, so we wouldn't notice. Isn't that great? I don't really care. I don't make enough money to pay any taxes. Dab. That's not true. I actually pay more taxes than Colby, probably. Well, not really. But, like, you don't really notice that you pay taxes.
Right.
But I do, because I have to actually pay them in one lump sum every April. It sucks.
Yeah.
You know? Did I hear about Edward Snowden's new book? Nope. My tax got cut by 1%. All right, Mr. Canada. Congratulations. Mr. Canada.
I'm saying we should move to Canada.
Yeah, dude, don't you remember that? I think it was Ball and Hobo told us that we could get paid to move to the Northern Territories.
You know how fucking cold that'd be, though?
It's not. We did this entire spiel. We looked it up and it looked great. There was no downside, but then we just forgot. We did this entire thing. We spent a good segment on the show looking up real estate in the Northern Territories, if there was internet in the Northern Territories, if there was houses, if there was Walmarts. It's like a normal place.
That's right.
It's just really sparse. And we were like, why don't we move to Canada? And then we realized it took some work. We had to fill out an application.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to leave our families.
Yeah.
But we could literally get paid to do nothing. And have free insurance.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a constant payment.
It's a constant
yearly.
Payment.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, we looked it up, man.
No, it is not. It's like here's $50,000 to settle. Here you go.
No, I don't think so.
I think that's how it works.
Nah, man. It was like, you live here, you get a stipend.
There's no way.
Dude, that's how it is, man.
Fuck off.
I'm just telling you. Do we know who Edward Snowden is? Yes, he's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Right? That's who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that guy who went to Russia.
Yeah.
But it's okay that he goes to Russia? I don't really understand how that works.
Well, he goes to Russia because they don't extradite to the U.S.
Well, right, but why do they let him in there?
Because I'm assuming they wanted to know secrets or something.
But what does he actually know?
He worked in the NSA.
Yeah, but what does he actually know?
All the programs that they used, how they coded the programs, how they made the programs. He made his own programs.
But he's,
NSA.
He's working for the Russians? That's what I don't get about Edward Snowden, is like everyone's like, there's a lot of people here in America that think he's a hero because he blew the whistle, right? Mm-hmm. But then he's over there in Russia telling Putin our secrets, like, why do we like him anymore? Like, isn't that what everybody hates Trump for? I'm very confused by the whole double standards.
I agree. I don't think it makes no sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah, they're not just letting him stay there for free just because he pissed off the U.S. That's not it.
Right. Like, they could send him to Bulgaria or something, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not like he's got a job. Like, someone's supplying him with a home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think he wakes up every morning and goes to, you know, rush at McDonald's and flips patties?
No.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm.
So he's doing something over there.
Yeah.
Writing books, apparently.
I mean, if he had internet connection, he'd probably do coding online.
Also, why is he hiding over there? Can I put on the tinfoil hat as Ball and Hobo
says? Why is he hiding over there, specifically over there, or hiding at all?
Let me look at this.
Because he's wanted for treason.
So why can he write a book and then sell it here?
Because our treason laws aren't that like...
So then why doesn't he just come back?
If somebody took our nuclear codes, gave them to Putin, that man we'd hunt down and kill.
Right, and for all we know, that's already happened, and we're never going to hear about it.
Yes.
You know?
Edward Snowden just was like, hey, you know those rumors of that you think everyone's listening to you? They are.
It's like, in a world where Jeffrey Epstein gets murdered in his jail cell, oh, I'm sorry, he committed suicide, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Snowden wanted to be dead, he would have slid off the road in Moscow. If we wanted him dead, right? Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he takes a lot of precautions, I think, but I mean...
What does he do? If he's got a book deal, how much precautions could he be taking? I'm gonna be on Barnes & Noble shelves. I'm careful. That doesn't make any sense.
I think it makes perfect sense.
It does not make sense, man.
All he does is write the fucking book. He sends it electronically to the publishing house in the U.S. They do everything
else.
You're
telling me he doesn't have a book agent? 100% he's got a book agent.
Sure.
So we had to have someone contact him about writing a book.
Yeah, you know VPNs exist, right?
Yeah, but come on. The he NSA can't knows, get through VPNs.
He probably knows a way worse route to secret VPN.
Here's my point. If we really cared about Edward Snowden, he'd be gone.
Yeah.
So why do we care about him?
Because...
Don't you think there's something bigger if he's making all this money? Because he's famous for it now, right?
No, I think the only reason why that we haven't... Because, I mean, I think Trump did pass a pardon on another whistleblower. Like, when he first came into office. I think it was like, oh, it was a transgender person. That's all I remember. But she also did the same thing. Where she took some information and leaked it.
What do you think the
hers was worse, though, because I felt like it actually had, like, active agents' names.
That's bad, yeah.
And stuff, but I feel like Edward was just like, these are the protocols that they do.
Yeah, he's like, the NSA's watching you pee. Like, that's all he said. Right. It's like, I kind of already knew that.
But yeah, I don't get it. It's just holding it out. Just pardon the motherfucker. It's not like he's gonna do
just
it
let
again.
Him come back, dude!
It's not like he's gonna do it again. He will never have the clearance he had. Ever again. It's not like he can pull the same shit twice.
Let him come back and, like, talk to 200 people in a Hyatt every month for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Like all those lobbyists do. Alright? Just let him come back.
Nah, he's like...
Russia must be nice.
He's like the Mockingjay, man.
What's that?
The Mockingjay. Hunger Games.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, he's Katniss.
What's she... she's a symbol?
She's like the symbol.
But he's Russia's symbol.
No.
Do you think there's people in the NSA going, I'm going to be like Snowden?
Probably not. I feel like they did.
So then who is he assembled to?
The normal citizens who don't like big government watching over them.
What's Edward Snowden inspiring us about that?
That you can't stand up to him, man.
But you can't because he's living in Russia now.
Well, yeah, but he's still standing up to him.
He's not, though,
He hadn't gotten caught.
That's like me saying, I'm standing up to muggers right now. because I'm not currently being mugged.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
That's a little how it works when you're fucking leaking secrets of the National Secret Agency.
I mean, they were barely secrets, though, right?
No.
I mean, I've been saying since 2005
they were rumors, for sure,
that the NSA knows everything about me and that privacy is dead.
Mm-hmm. They only got confirmed when a former NSA agent was like, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah, and then now he lives in Russia in probably some yacht.
Which, I'm pretty sure, like, I think they admitted to, like, part of what he said, but not all of what he said.
Well, of course not. Why would they admit it? What are we going to do? Be like, you're a liar?
Yeah, some people I just might just straight not believe him. I mean, you believe what he was saying, right?
I believe what he was saying, but not because he said it.
Right. But because it was happening, because he was
in it. Yeah, I already knew it was happening. Right. You know, it's like if someone came out
but,
and was like...
But, I mean, I bet you there are people where they just believe the NSA and being like, oh, no, they're not
You're
that.
Probably right about that. But do you think those people were convinced by Snowden?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. It's just crazy.
What are we even discussing?
Well, I feel like it's such a straight, dead fact that, yeah, Edward Snowden's right.
Right.
What he said was honest and
right.
is what's happening. But there are people out there that completely don't believe that at
all. I just don't understand why he's still living in Russia and how he can write books.
Like, I mean, in my opinion, if he's right, he was right, he is right. So
right.
therefore, no punishment. But
right.
if he's wrong,
and
they weren't doing
this... But there
shouldn't
be a punishment for leaking government secrets.
Yeah, but who said they're government secrets?
Well, the government.
Minus, like, one thing...
I don't know. Like, doesn't it make you angry that Edward Snowden is living a better life than you?
No.
It doesn't?
That man is super smart. He can live however he likes.
But he's literally on the run from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And his life is better than you.
There are plenty of people on the run from the government that their lives are better than me.
Name two others.
El Chapo just got sentenced to jail. Before that, he was living the fucking life in Mexico.
Well...
Any cartel member.
But he's also got to work. He's got a lot of beheadings to attend to and stuff. You know, Edward Snowden doesn't have to do jack.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
He could have to suck Putin's dick every once in a while.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, you're right about that. I don't know that for a fact, and someone should leak that. All right. Darkness put in a link here. Should we click it? Should we go down the rabbit hole? What do we think this is?
Go down the rabbit
hole. He said, I don't forget this link, and I tell. Link you watch... You want to watch for Wednesday.
I don't know what that meant.
Every character's reacting to Heroes Kamikaze in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Colby, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about this video?
None.
It's not even a number. Although I do kind of like this. Like, what's their faces?
This is so stupid.
Look at this way, she's wearing a helmet.
Maybe I did nothing.
Maybe just skip Samus, you know? And maybe did skip Dark Samus afterwards.
But it said every character.
It does, you know. If they didn't, someone in the YouTube comments would be like,
what
a bad
comment.
What about Mr. Game & Watch? I bet his reaction's crazy. Wow, look at that insaneness. I feel like a bad Smash fan, to be honest, because... I haven't played Super Smash Bros. Since, like, December. I'm so mad, dude, about the Nintendo's online sucks.
Their online sucks?
It sucks, dude.
Why?
It's just laggy.
Laggy?
It feels like you're playing in 1995, but that's not actually true because I played games in 1995 and they weren't as laggy as Nintendo's service is.
Sorry. It's a fun game to play locally.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't have friends, though, so that doesn't help me.
That's true.
It's very difficult.
Bots.
You mean to play bots?
Mm-hmm.
I've done that.
Are they hard?
Not for me. Not really.
What about two bots?
I can kill
the hardest. Three bots,
eight,
hardest level?
Eight bots.
Eight? Can you even do eight?
You can't. You can do seven.
Seven. Okay.
I made it worse. They're here.
What is happening?
There.
You got it.
Fallen Hobo, I played that on stream 2 weeks ago. I could not figure out how to play it. I rage quit. But I hope you're having fun. People tell me it was a good game, but there's literally no help dialogue whatsoever in that game. So,
what is it?
Civilization 6.
Is it like a world building game?
Yeah. But, like, there's just, like, you pick a character, and then there's, like, 8 icons. You don't know what any of the icons do.
You ever think about looking at a YouTube video on how to play it?
No. I got chat telling me what to do, and I didn't understand any of it. So I quit.
Maybe watching someone else play it might, you know?
No. I'm not promoting their content.
Well, not on stream, you big dunce.
Well, what else am I... You think I'm going to play it off stream like some type of friggin' nerd?
Yeah, if you want to be good at it.
I'm playing... No, we'll beat Control tomorrow, Maltese. We'll beat it tomorrow. But yeah, so... Did you go out this weekend?
I did.
You look really well rested today.
Really?
Yeah.
Last night was actually earlier than normal, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you look like you slept better, you know?
Well, I slept until 1, so that probably helps.
I mean, yeah, you look good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday we went to Emerson Biggins.
Okay.
Emerson Biggins. And, you know that's what that meant, right?
Yeah, everyone knows that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, what's up, Taco?
Emerson Biggins.
Uh-huh. He's talking about big boobs.
Yeah.
Yes. What you drinking, ballin'?
They bought a suite.
Who's they?
Emerson Biggins.
Oh, okay.
Right next to them.
Okay.
And then opened up this wall that used to be the end of the bar. They opened it up. And
okay.
Now they have a big, gigantic game room like Dave and Buster's.
Like arcades and stuff?
A whole bunch of arcade games.
That blows my mind. I feel like they don't make money. Did you know Dave and Buster's is hiring 250 employees?
Boom. I blew Basement's mind. Look at that.
Good for you, man.
Did not correlate that. Them or some Biggins.
Bat Light. Come on, ball. How Canadian can you get, dude?
Lab Light?
Yeah, Labatt, dude, because it's the Canadian Budweiser. Like Labatt Blue. Dude, I don't... You drink whatever, man. We're drinking Coors Light because America. Speaking of which, I'm going to need another. Okay. That's cool.
The other 16 are for me.
Did you hear me say that Dave and Buster is hiring 250 employees?
Here?
Yeah.
250?
250.
Wow. Why?
Do you have any plans to go to Dave and Buster's?
I mean, no, but I'm sure it will happen.
You do think you'll end up going?
I got friends that like to go to things, yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because you're a friend who doesn't like to go anywhere.
First of all, I would love to go.
No,
I can't afford
wouldn't.
It. I'll go anywhere you want if you pay.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I was going to ask you that. Do you want to go see Hobbs and Shaw tonight?
You paying?
I mean, not if you can.
I can't.
Then I got a gift card.
You aren't even paying.
No. I don't know how much tickets are. We might have to go to the shit theater. But.
It's fine. I probably can't go tonight anyway.
You bastard.
Well, here's what's happening, okay? My mom calls me literally at 1:45, okay? And she asks if I want to go over to her house and have dinner tonight, okay?
Yeah.
Like, do I?
Do you?
Yes, but also... No. Like, Chris wants to go, or Chris doesn't want to go. So I'd have to go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I kind of just want to sit here and play Apex, because it's like my only day off is Sundays. And it's not even really my day off, because I'm doing this.
Why aren't you taking tomorrow off?
I got to stream tomorrow.
Why?
Because only America takes off Labor Day, and I need money.
Stupid.
Need money.
Or you.
I know. So, like, I don't think I could feasibly say no to my mother, and then yes to you.
You probably shouldn't say no to anyone.
Well, how do I do both?
Split yourself in half.
If you, I need three, because Chris wants me to play Apex, Bob wants me to go out there and eat, and you want me to go Hobbs and Shaw. What do?
The first one.
Chris played Apex?
Happy wife, happy life, man.
Yeah. Yeah. When's the happy life start? Does that come in, or?
No, it's about here, so this is the happiest it's going to get.
Well, that sucks.
You picked it, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight.
You picked it.
I just have so much guilt about not hanging out with my family when they ask. Like, you ever say no to your family?
Rarely.
Yeah, because it feels bad, right?
Yeah. Very rarely.
I just don't like it, you know?
I used to, like, a lot.
I just don't like it. But yeah, I'm streaming tomorrow. So in fact, I might stream longer tomorrow than a normal stream. So I actually might work longer tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, you know.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the lake.
What lake you going to?
The lick. The pond. Sorry, the pond. Behind Lizzie's house.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. It's not going to be hot tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, it's going to be 93.
Are you kidding me? It's September.
It's going to be 93.
You should stop being 90.
It's 90 today, man. It's hot outside.
I'm watching you and Missy Day's 55th birthday today. Well, you know, they're going to... 55's enough, okay? You've celebrated enough.
It's supposed to be 91 tomorrow, 95 on Tuesday.
How come I didn't get an invite out to the lake, man?
Because fuck you. You're streaming.
You didn't know that!
I did.
Yeah, but you didn't know.
I did.
You knew it like I knew what Edward Snowden said, but you didn't know it wasn't confirmed.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of getting told no, so I don't invite you.
Whatever. That's a stretch.
That's not.
It does make it easy to schedule things with me, though. You know, like, what do you think I'm going to be doing in October of 2022? October 3rd.
Hopefully in a coffin.
Oh, yeah, you laugh it up over there, huh? That's funny.
I've been watching a whole bunch of Comedy Central roasts recently.
Yeah?
That was a good one.
Was that a good roast, man?
That was a good one. Yeah. You melting hippo.
Dude, what is wrong with you? You can't just steal other people's roast material and
stole that
with
one,
it.
And it was a
from who?
Andy Samberg.
Roasting who, though?
Jeffrey Ross.
But neither of them are fat.
Jeff Ross is fat.
Jeff Ross is fat?
Yeah. And bald.
I don't think I've seen him recently then.
Yeah.
I remember he had very long hair.
Shaved it off.
That's weird, dude. He pulled a bash. I don't like it.
Yep.
I don't like it. Okay, well, I don't know how we went down that roast Seth territory road, but...
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I'm sad I don't have that photo of Cameron.
So, a little background. We have a photo of Cameron, Wolf One. He's been in chat a couple times. We have a photo of him sitting on my balcony, covered with shirtless, with a pool of vomit at his feet. It's not a flattering photo of him. And we were looking for it so we could put it in the chat and Discord and shame him.
Shame.
Do you know about them coming down in September, ma'am?
Shame.
Do you know about this?
I mean, I never remember you telling
me. Hey, scroll
me
back
were.
Up, man. I saw a really good picture.
This one?
No. Keep a little bit more. Right there.
This one?
Yeah, that one. That's a really good one. Yeah. Do you know about them coming in September?
I know. You told me that they were, yeah.
I think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't see how you'd feel that way at all.
Okay, so have you ever met Tall and Ball and B, Brian? You ever met him?
Once.
Okay. He's normal.
Okay.
Okay, he's like, I mean, he likes to drink. His, like, best friend is Cameron. Like, Cameron is his, is like his Colby, mm-hmm. you know? All right, he's me. So, like, but they operate, I think, at different speeds. Cameron is Cameron. And I think here's what's happening. So those of you who don't know Cameron, how would you describe Cameron? Because you don't really, you've never really hung out with him except prior to his relationship and the baby. Okay, and he's changed quite a bit since then because he's a father now.
Oh, yeah.
So how would you describe Cameron as you know him to our audience?
Like a more funny you.
Okay.
Like a 1940s radio announcer mixed with a dude who does a lot of coke. That's probably how I'd say it. I'm on it today. I'm burning you. No comebacks.
Why don't you host the show?
No comebacks.
You're fat. I got him. Okay, here's the thing. So, he is a hedonist. Would you agree?
I don't know what that means.
Like someone who is obsessed with sex and will do anything and let anything be inserted into their body.
Sure.
Okay? You would agree. Okay, he is also a drunkard.
Yep.
Okay? He is incredibly confident. He has absolutely no worry of embarrassment.
I feel like there's somebody who's more confident than others, for sure.
They're definitely more confident than me.
Yeah.
He wore a top knot for a while.
Wow.
Remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he had a top knot. That's the kind of man he is.
That just sounds like a cry for
okay.
help.
Okay. Well, 2 years ago, he had a baby out of wedlock, sinner. Okay?
Bastard.
And ever since then, he's been a father, a single father, basically, because I don't think he's with the lady that gave birth to the baby, okay, because I think she's a lesbian now.
Oh.
I'm not really privy to the whole thing, but she's got a girlfriend.
Cool.
So, I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, he's coming down with Brian, who me and Chris hang out with digitally a lot, because we play Apex with him and Overwatch with him. Like, we play with him a lot. Like, I talk to him more than I talk to you. Okay? I don't even know why I hang out with you anymore, to be honest.
I don't either.
But that's beside the point. He's coming down with Cameron because we've been talking, and by we, I mean Chris, has been talking about the Two Brothers Barbecue Breakfast Buffet that happens on Sunday. And apparently Brian is a huge barbecue fan and a huge breakfast fan, and so the Barbecue Breakfast Buffet on Sunday sounds like his heaven. So he literally wants to schedule a trip to come down just to have the Barbecue Breakfast Buffet. Okay, that was the impetus for all of this.
Okay.
I think what's happening is Cameron thinks that Brian's coming down for the breakfast buffet, and Cameron is coming down to be Sodom and Gomorrah wound up into one night.
Okay.
That's what I think is happening.
This is one night away. He gets to fucking go ham as shit.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm not ready for that.
You should be.
I'm not.
Better be.
I'm not.
Like, Saran wrap your house.
Like, well, that's the reason that we're looking for this photo of him on the balcony.
Bubble.
Is because Acid Cat last night, apparently she streamed at like 2 a.m., drank 11 of her 12 Smirnoff seltzers, vomited mac and cheese all over the floor, and went to bed. And she said it was a successful night.
Oh, okay.
And Chris goes, that doesn't sound like a success to me, because we all know how much Chris hates when drunk people throw up. And Chris said, Cameron, no, if you throw up at our house, I'm putting you on the balcony. And you just saw what he just said, which is I'm just gonna live outside then. I'm very worried.
He'll be fine.
They said they're bringing alcohol.
Oh, I was gonna say you should get him fake alcohol. Just like a little bit, like water that shit.
Well, and he's got a job too, like a pretty good paying job now. So I think like he's gonna. I'm worried, man.
Yeah, you should be. I'm
worried. You want to come over?
I'll pass.
No, come on, man. You want to have breakfast, barbecue the next day?
When is this?
That's like the 27th or something.
I think we're out of town. We're going to be in Kansas City.
It's a Sunday.
I think we're going to be in Kansas City.
So we're not doing a show?
Maybe. We're going up Friday.
What are you doing now?
There's a Taking Back Sunday concert.
What is it, 1998?
Yeah, it's in Power and Light. And so, like, a couple of the friends in our group are going up. Good chance to stay in that apartment again. I'll wear my biscuit shirt there.
I don't know who you are anymore, man.
Why?
I don't know. You just live like this...
King?
Quadruple life.
Yeah, man. I got 5 personalities.
You're kind of what Cameron does, but you do it every week. Like, you have, like, this straight-laced, normal week. You lay in bed all night, and then on Friday and Saturday, you jam all of the debauchery you can, all the drinking and eating and partying you can into 2 days.
That's what the weekends are for, bud.
I don't think that's how your life should be, man.
That's how the weekends I live for the weekend.
Hey, man, you do you. You know, I mean,
I do the healthy straight shit during the week.
I don't
really drink that much. I go to the gym. I don't eat poorly.
Okay, but then the weekends, all bets
and then
are off.
The weekends, I put all the weight I lost that week back on.
Well, you know, that's maintaining though. That's fine. You look good, so you're fine. Yeah. You're fine, man. All right. Swim team says you're grounded, Mister. Seth didn't eat his veggies today. How do you know what I ate, Swim?
He's in the house.
Then he'll know that I ate veggies, because you know what I had for lunch today? Salsa.
Just salsa?
Salsa with chips.
don't think that counts.
What do you mean?
I don't think that's real, like, veggies.
It's tomatoes and peppers and onions. That's vegetables, man.
I feel like there's a lot of sugar in that, though.
In salsa?
Yeah.
There's no sugar in
there's
salsa.
There's sugar in everything. Is there sugar in here?
I don't know. You said everything, so yes?
I don't know.
Why don't beer have to put ingredients on there?
I really don't
That's
know.
Weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Well, whatever.
Catch up, son.
You catch Wait. Up.
We're on the same number.
Yeah. It's
I
two.
I had three.
You're still looking.
Yeah, I messed up.
You want to watch anything, man? I got like three trailers here. Never heard any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care about any of them, to be honest. But people care.
Let's watch them.
We'll start with the one that I recognize, okay? Terminator.
Terminator.
Talk. Talk fast.
Is that the same bitch?
Yes.
First.
My name is Sarah Connor. August 29, 1997. It was supposed to be Judgment Day. My son John and I stopped it. Saved 3 billion lives. Enough of a resume for you?
No.
Why the fuck not, bitch?
Yes.
Who the fuck are you?
Future, but you didn't change our fate.
What are you?
I like the
Never
ass.
Seen one
I'm in it.
Before? Almost
I'm on
human.
Board.
You're in it?
I am human. Just enhanced.
I'm on board.
Oh, it's cyberpunk now, huh?
Let's get something straight. It's my mission to protect her. If you put her in danger, I will fuck you up.
Right. I drive.
Expect a big ping, brother. My whole body's a weapon.
Save it for the ladies.
Sorry.
Who is that guy? That's an actor I recognize. Who is that man?
He just pulled a fucking insta-kill.
Yeah. I'm glad they're bringing the goo dude back, right?
I'll be back.
Okay. I was in until that moment. Did she need to say it?
Listen, everybody dies if you don't make it.
Thank you, Maltese. That's who it is.
How do we stop this thing?
You don't fight it. You run from it.
Okay.
Oh, what?
That's cheating, right?
Do you believe in fate, Sarah?
So is he just living a life?
I guess.
He's a fucking man-made robot to kill things. Sorry, AI-made robot to kill things. I don't think they're gonna give him, like, a day-off mode.
You know, okay. When we're done, I am going to kill you.
Okay, I'm confused. Didn't Terminator 2 weren't he was the good guy in Terminator 2, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't she in Terminator 2?
No. I can't remember. I don't think so.
I need to watch Terminator again, I guess.
Well, and then Terminator 3 is Terminator Judgment Day, and they don't stop Judgment Day. Only Sean Connor or whatever.
I think this one is supposed to be the real Terminator 3.
That makes no sense. It's already happened. Terminator 1, Schwarzenegger's bad guy. They stop him.
Right.
Terminator 2 is the Liquid Man.
Right.
Who they stop him.
Right. With the help of Arnold.
With the help of Arnold.
But who's the we? I thought it was her again.
I thought it was just a kid. Because it's a kid. John Connor's a kid, Sean Connor. John Carter's a kid. In the second one. Maybe his mom's in it. I can't remember.
I just don't understand why she's like, I'm going to kill you, Arnold. I thought it went through all that in the
I
second
think the
Terminator.
The last movie was the first one with her in it.
She was in Terminator 1 and 2. She wasn't in 3, or the Christian Bale one, or the Khaleesi one.
Wasn't there another one in between those two?
Maybe they should not make these.
Yeah, no, this is a bad money grab.
Because I thought the whole point of getting Linda Hamilton back was because she's the OG lady. And if she's only in one, then who cares?
She might be in two. I can't remember. Malti says she is.
So we're going to have to Google it. I'm sure Wikipedia can summarize it, right? All right, so there was Terminator in 1984. And then Terminator Judgment Day in 1991. Then there was Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines in 2003.
Okay, so Terminator 2, Judgment Day must be the one that she's talking about where they
Terminator
stop it.
Terminator 2, it's co-written, directed, produced by James Cameron. Stars Linda Hamilton, Arnold Schwarzenegger. After machines failed to prevent John Connor from being born, they then try again in 1995, this time attempting to terminate him as a child by using a more advanced Terminator, the T-1000. As before, John sends back a protector for his younger self, a reprogrammed Terminator, who is a doppelganger to the one from the previous film. So that's Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
After 11 years preparing for the future war, Sarah decides to use the same tactics the machine used on her, preventing Skynet from being invented by destroying Cyberdyne systems before they create it. So she worked with Arnold.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
I don't either.
In Terminator 3... as a result of the destruction of Cyberdyne at the end of Terminator 2, the Skynet takeover has been postponed, not averted. In an attempt to assure a victory by the machines, a new Terminator, the TX, is sent back to terminate the lives of as many of John Connor's future lieutenants as possible, including John Connor himself and his future wife, Kate Brewster. In addition, the TX's second mission is to assassinate Kate's father, General Robert Brewster, who is Skynet's primary creator, along with his staff. It anticipates that John and Kate would attempt to seek the General's help in stopping Skynet. After Connor's future self is terminated by a doppelganger of his previous protector, Kate reprograms it and sends it back to save them both from the TX. Huh?
I think Arnold's the good guy in that one again, and that's with the girl Terminator.
Terminator Salvation is the fourth installment.
That's the one with fucking Christian Bale.
Right. John Connor's played by Christian Bale. Following the events of Terminator 3, after Skynet has destroyed much of humanity in a nuclear holocaust, John struggles to become the leader of humanity to which he is destined, while Marcus Wright finds his place in an unfamiliar post-apocalyptic world. In this future altered by events of the second film, the T-800 Terminators are coming online sooner than expected. The film also stars Anton Yelchin as Kyle Reese. So that didn't say anything. What's that plot? It sounds like Terminator Salvation doesn't relate to the other ones.
No.
Because it sounds like 1, 2, and 3 have a happy ending, you know?
No. 3 ends with the world blowing up.
Okay, so Salvation is the sequel to that one?
John and Kate, whatever, I think that was her name.
Right, his wife.
Yes. Them two go to a bunker where I believe her dad told her where Skynet was going to be. To destroy it, except it wasn't Skynet, it was just a nuclear bunker to keep her safe from the coming nuclear apocalypse, and they, like, hug while the entire world explodes.
Okay.
If I recall right.
So the end of 3 is Judgment Day.
Yes.
Okay. And then Terminator Salvation is the aftermath of that.
Post-apocalyptic, that, and yes, it's not very tied to the story much.
But did you see Genesis, the one with Khaleesi?
No.
Okay.
Well, I did. I'm pretty sure I turned it off because it was really bad.
Okay. Let's see here. The feature-length production, blah, 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 is made by Skynet. Story takes place in an alternate reality resulting from a chain of events related to Skynet's actions through a previous timeline.
Oh.
Prior to this alliteration, on the verge of winning the war against Skynet, John Connor sends his trusted right-hand officer, Kyle Reese, back through time to save his mother's life and ensure his own existence. But Kyle arrives at an alternate timeline where Skynet had never launched its initial attack in 1997, and therefore Sarah Connor, Amelia Clark, was brought up by a reprogrammed Terminator sent by an unknown party to be her governor, or be her guardian, ever since childhood. Now Sarah, Kyle, and the Guardian need to escape the T-800 Model 101, the T-1000, and Skynet's mysterious nanosite prototype, the T-3000, in an attempt to stop Judgment Day from ever happening while trying to uncover the secrets behind Cyberdyne's system, new application software Genesis. Assisting the trio is Detective O'Brien's, whose investigation into Terminators the Travelers led him to learn about Skynet, and who helps the protagonists in their mission to avert Judgment Day. What?
What? That sounds like a real hard reboot.
Yeah, it sounds like they tried to reboot it, right?
Mm-hmm. Alternate timeline, different fucking Sarah Connor. Yeah.
Okay, so this the newest one, film star, blah, 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 blah. Terminator Genesis was intended to be the first film in a new standalone trilogy, but the planned sequels were canceled following the film's disappointing box office performance. Genesis producer David Ellison recruited James Cameron to produce a new film with him, which would become Terminator Dark Fate. The film was intended as the first of a new trilogy. The writer's room included Josh Friedman, creator of the television series Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles. Other writers included David Ace Goyer, Justin Rhodes, and Billy Ray. The creative team has stated that the new film will feature a young 18 to 21-year-old who could potentially lead the franchise should the first film be successful. Miller made mention of creating a theme park attraction, so the film proved successful. Because the series deals with time travel, the film ignores the premise of the last three films, and the TV series is not titled Terminator 6. It's also a direct sequel to Terminator 2 Judgment Day. So yeah, they're just forgetting the other three.
Mm.
So if you want to watch this one, you just got to watch 1 and 2 and then this.
That's stupid.
Dude, that's so confusing. Does anyone really care at all about Terminator? Why do we care this much about Terminator?
I don't know. I surely do not. Don't give a shit.
Like, I mean, honestly, this was for our parents, right? Terminator 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Like, that was their movie. Because it's the early 80s and then the early 90s. So it's their movie. Like, my mom would have watched it when she was a teenager.
Right.
Okay, so like, why do they assume that now that we're old, our parents' age, when they would have watched The Terminator, why do they assume we know what happened back in the early Terminators?
I don't know why they're just reverting to it. Is James Cameron involved in this one, did it say?
Yeah, he said he's producing it.
He's producing it? I don't know.
Well, I've heard some of these names. David S. Goyer is the guy. David S. Goyer is like the guy who works with Chris Nolan. So he's a good writer. Yeah, he wrote Dark Knight. He wrote Ghost Rider, Spirits of Vengeance. He wrote Dark Knight Rises, Man of Steel, film. Batman vs. Superman.
The Ghost Rider is a good film.
So he wrote those, you know? And I feel like I've heard of Billy Ray, because I always think of Billy Ray Cyrus, but that's not him. So I remember his name. He wrote Captain Phillips, The Hunger Games, State of Play, Breach, Flight Plan, Heart's War. Those are all kind of good movies, right?
Sure.
Gemini Man, though, that's a... Dude,
he wrote
do you
Overlord.
See this? Do you see Gemini Man? Co-wrote screenplay with David Benioff.
Gemini Man. Isn't that the Will Smith movie?
That's not Will Smith one that's coming out, man.
Oh, Lord.
New Rush Hour would have been better. Aren't they making... They're making a new Rush Hour, right?
I thought so. I heard that rumor.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what's happening with movies anymore.
That looks real shit.
I don't know what's happening with movies.
That looks big shit, man. Big shit, boy.
I guess I don't... I can't wrap my head around why we're supposed to think that Terminator is cool.
I don't either.
Like, we didn't grow up with Terminator.
They hadn't made a good Terminator movie in our lifetime.
No, the last Terminator 2 was 1991.
Yeah, I wasn't born.
That's almost 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
T3 was not well received.
Right, none of them have been.
Salvation was not well received.
Right.
Especially the one with fucking Emilia Clarke, goddamn bitch.
Why do you hate her?
I don't like her.
You don't like Emilia Clarke?
I don't like her.
What's wrong with her?
I don't like her.
No specifics? Just don't like her?
She's too happy.
What's wrong with people being happy?
I don't like happy people.
All right, man.
And then she goes and plays these dark-ass characters and all emotional and brooding and things. But no, really, in real life, she's like Smiles McGee.
Okay.
I don't believe her. She seems fake.
That's a weird opinion. This one's called The Two Popes. It's another Anthony Hopkins.
Yes, I know who they are.
Of course you do.
Eleanor Rigby.
Who?
Eleanor Rigby.
No, I don't know her.
You know, Yellow Submarine. Dun, 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 dun.
Yellow Submarine.
That's this High Sparrow.
Yep. It's very funny. You've been one of my harshest critics. The way you live is a criticism. Your shoes are a criticism.
You don't like my shoes?
You think you know better?
We are no longer part of this world.
You know, the hardest thing is to listen. To hear his voice. God's voice. Quando tenga la piedra
te lo juro semilla. Oh, shit.
It's not me who needs to be satisfied. It's 1.2 billion believers.
Science! You know, there's a saying. God always corrects one pope by presenting the world with another pope. I'd like to see my correction.
So is Anthony Hopkins the old pope?
Yeah.
The one that retired?
Yeah.
Palpatine?
Yeah. That looks interesting.
And then the High Sparrow is the current pope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you more interested in the Pope movie or the Terminator?
In the Pope movie.
That doesn't make any sense.
For sure.
I'm the same way. Why do we care more about the Pope movie?
The inner workings of the Catholic Church in movie form. That sounds fun. And both pretty good actors.
I hate the High Sparrow guy, though, dude.
I do, too.
Maybe this movie will make me not hate him. You know?
Maybe.
I just, you know, and it's not his fault.
What else has he been in?
And I don't know. High Sparrow was enough. High Sparrow ruined Game of Thrones for me. That season was the season I checked out of Game of Thrones, was the High Sparrow season.
It was season 5.
I was done with it at that season.
That's true. People say 1 through 4.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it up till then. The High Sparrow put the brakes on the show super hard. I did not care. I didn't understand why Cersei wouldn't just behead him. It didn't make any sense.
It didn't.
It took way too long for her to blow up the Sept.
It did.
And now, I
don't think they knew what they were going to do with that season.
Well, that's clear now that those people didn't know what they were doing at all. Pirates of the Caribbean? Oh, he's the governor in Pirates of the Caribbean!
He is.
I liked him in that!
That's true.
I'm going to try to see him as that and not as the High Sparrow. I don't know if it'll work.
I feel like he's in other things, though.
Oh, of course he is. He's a British actor. He's in a lot of things, of course. All those Brits, dude.
All damn.
Okay, we got another one called The Aeronauts. Now, this one enrages me, okay?
Okay.
Here's what I know about it.
All right.
And this is all it takes for me to be enraged. It's got the lady from Rogue One, okay?
Felicity Jones.
Yes. And the dude from the new Harry Potter movies.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw something about this.
They're in like 45 movies together.
Are they?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like all of them.
Like what?
They were in The Theory of Everything together.
Okay.
And then weren't they in that Danish Girl movie together?
Oh, I have no idea.
And then they were in this movie together. Stop being in movies together.
They like each other, bro.
Yeah, but you don't make serious movies like that. It really enrages me when they make serious movies with the same people over and over again.
Because then you can't see them as serious movies.
Right.
You see them as these
It's like
two
you, you know, you know who is in the same movies over and over again? Will Ferrell and all his people. They're the only people that do that. You don't see Tom Hanks and the guy who played Lieutenant Dan in every movie together.
You do, however, see Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo, and Jake Gyllenhaal all in the same Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
Yeah, but they're sequels.
But
sequels are different.
They were also in a movie together.
What movie?
Completely separate from that.
Well, I think I'm not mad.
Zodiac.
I think I'm not mad if they're in 2. I'm mad if they go to 3.
Oh, okay.
2, I think, is okay, because that can be a coinky dink.
Sure.
You know, it's like, hey, we made this Marvel movie together. I really liked working with you. Let's do something else. But then if you're like, let's do every movie we ever do from now on together, that enrages me. I'm mad about it. I don't know why. 2 guys from Shaun of the Dead, comedies, doesn't count.
True.
Like, if me and you decided to make movies,
mm-hmm.
and we only made serious movies, that would be weird.
We're not serious people.
Well, I just mean it'd be weird for us to play 2 serious characters in different movies every time.
Just play the trailer, man.
Okay. It's called The Aeronauts. I don't know what it's about.
So it begins.
But I'm mad.
Balloons, man. It's about balloons.
Also, how is her name first?
There are answers in the sky. Up there is where I have found the greatest happiness.
gentlemen, to predict the weather could save hundreds of thousands of lives.
We are scientists, not fortune tellers.
You'll get your chance. They'll realize your worth.
I think they know my worth quite well enough.
Prove them wrong, James.
I'm a really good aeronaut. I want to use what I'm good at.
Women don't belong in balloons. And she makes such a show of herself.
Miss Wren, I need to make studies of the air.
I'm not a coachman for hire.
You are the only person who could fly us higher than anyone has ever been. So will you?
Vomit.
Did she say vomit?
Vomit.
Are they trying to make hot air balloons that tell the weather exciting? Like, that's what this trailer is. It's got all the whoops and booms and stuff, and it's about balloons.
I don't think there are butterflies that high up in the fucking air.
Some reach for the stars. Some push others towards them.
We're about to get wet.
Is this balloon not the strongest it's ever been?
Even so, it can't fight the weather.
Oh, God!
I have the feeling they're not coming back.
We're traveling into an unknown.
Stay alive.
Just go down!
Stay alive?
They're in a balloon!
Take my hand!
I hope they both fall to their death. That looks horrible.
What is that?
That's what Amazon pays money for?
Yeah! Oh, God, I clicked a video. Dude, what was that?
Couldn't tell you.
Did they just try to make looking at the weather in a balloon suspenseful?
Yeah, like an action movie.
It's like White House Down, but it's two British people in a balloon.
Yeah, man.
Looking at clouds. Go down!
Go down.
Why is this different? I don't understand. Get a needle and poke the balloon. Go down!
They wanted to break the record, maybe.
Then why is it dramatic? I don't care if they're like, we could die up here. They chose to be up there.
Is Johnny Depp dead?
I hope! He's the worst!
He's the worst.
Oh, I am so mad about the balloons, dude! Go down!
It's harder than just that, man.
How?
They might not have had the technology back then. They're like, fire makes it go up.
Yeah, so turn off the fire!
But then we'll just stay at one spot. Alright,
I'm just gonna try to get really scientific here, alright? Stay with me. Fire hot. Correct?
Yep.
Hot air make balloon go up.
Yep.
Ice-coated balloon make air cold. Balloon go down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, how do they have enough gasoline or stuff to burn?
They couldn't stay up there forever!
Like it would get
either bad. That's the storm that lasts 15 minutes, or it's... They can just go down! I don't understand, man. I'm so mad about the stupid balloon movie.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
I feel like I'm the only person on the planet, though, that's really this angry about the balloon.
This angry? Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%, but right?
What other movies are coming out?
Oh, I don't know nothing.
Pull up the list.
There's no list.
There is a list of movies coming out.
Okay.
Pull up the list. I want to know.
Here's the problem.
What we're looking forward to.
There are too many movies on too many places. Like, we used to just be able to, like, pull out a list and be like, here's what's coming to theaters. But now I don't know if it actually counts everything. Okay, It Chapter 2. Pass.
Pass.
You're
skipping a whole lot of movies here, man.
Well, do you want to look at any of these?
I don't know.
Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice.
No, pass. What's that?
You want to watch that one?
No, pass.
Okay. Mrs. Purple.
No.
All right, Rapid Response. It's a documentary.
No.
Okay. Blink of an Eye, another documentary.
Dale Earnhardt, bro.
You want to watch a movie about Dale Earnhardt?
Dolly.
Edie.
Nope, pass.
Night Hunter.
What are these fucking movies?
That's why I skipped them, man.
Has Henry Cavill in it?
And Alexandra Daddario.
Who's that?
Big boobies. Remember Alexandra Daddario?
No. Oh, this is also from 2018.
What?
That said from 2018.
Let me show you an image. You'll recognize it.
Isn't she in Baywatch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is a safe search, dude. It's boning me. You know they changed this, by the way, and now you can't, like, select animated, or, I mean, you can't, like, do, sizes specify anymore.
Yeah, you can.
Come on. Show me the good one. Show me the one I want to see. See, look at that. There you go. See? There she is.
Is that Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, this is True Detective.
Ah.
Yeah, here you go. There, that's her.
Sweet.
Yeah. See, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. The Goldfinch.
Where's that trailer?
The Goldfinch?
No, the that one.
The Night Hunter?
Yeah.
Watch trailer, man.
If
what the
a
fuck
lion
is this?
Beats someone, and you lock it up, and you say,
Ben Kingsley, come on.
And 10 years later, you let it out, what happens?
Not all criminals are animals.
I'm talking about the endless voice in a predator's head that says, do it, do it, do it.
Sexy.
Really?
What's happening to me?
I've disarmed you. It's still there, but it's no longer possible for you to get an erection.
Jesus Christ, what have you done to me?
Silas, your savings will be divided amongst the girls you abused.
What?
The people I chase, they live in the dark.
What is happening? What are we watching?
All I know is Ben Kingsley's castrating sexual predators. That's, I'm down with that.
He ain't coming. I'm bored. I want to go home.
There's a young girl in here.
She left already. We can't go knocking down doors.
The very light is on the line. Right now. Right this second. And here we are, talking!
He says that he's fitted a girl with a tracker.
Is he Indian?
He's using her as bait.
Get out there and find her!
Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
No. He's British AF, dude.
You know there are British Indians, right?
Simon has multi-personality traits.
Dude, I like this.
Each with their own realities.
I can jam
for
this.
I don't know if he's even aware of them.
I think he's messing with us.
He rigged the basement!
What?
He killed 6 cops!
This is not a game.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What?
Another girl has gone missing.
But we caught him.
This movie has, like, this craziest cast.
Who the fuck is he?
A Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, that's right. Impossible.
Let me say I'm sorry.
This has got to be the worst movie of all time, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason it would be dated 2018. It would have this cast, and it would only be coming out now.
Yep.
Simon's got friends.
Simon's got friends?
Will you find them? Kill them.
Yeah, this trailer really took a turn to the worst, actually.
Yeah. Well, that looks
TikTok.
Just awesome.
TikTok.
I mean, look
TikTok.
At the cast, though, dude. TikTok. Nathan Fillion?
Who's the clever boo-boo?
That's very
he was
weird.
Nowhere in that trailer.
No, he sure wasn't. All right, ma'am. The Goldfinch?
The fuck is that?
I don't know. Nicole Kidman?
Pass.
Hustlers?
Pass.
The Sound of Silence? Rashida Jones? Hard pass. Manos?
Nope.
Depraved?
Nope.
Freaks?
Nope.
Liam as It Was?
Nope.
Downton Abbey?
Dude, Rambo!
Good burp, dude. Okay, Ad Astra might actually be
Last
interesting.
Last Blood.
3 from Hell?
Nope.
Where's My Roy Cohn?
Nope.
Diego Maradona?
Nope.
Midnight Traveler?
Nope.
Britt Marie Was Here?
Definitely not.
Promare?
Nope.
Abdominable? It's an animated movie about a Yeti.
Nope.
21 Bridges? Chadwick Boseman?
Taylor Kitsch?
J.K. Simmons? Well, Ball like and Hobo said Three from Hell looks good. Rob Zombie directed it. Sequel to The Devil's Rejects.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, well, I don't
hard
know.
Hard pass on that.
Yeah, horror, all right. The Hunt. Judy. First Love.
No.
That's September, man. Are you ready for October? Here come the big ones. Joker.
Nope.
Current War. I actually want to see that one. Tom Holland, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, that's about the lights.
Right, that one looks good. I actually want to see that one.
Okay.
Gemini Man, gonna bomb.
Yep.
Horribly, right? Hopefully. 21 Bridges is Russo Brothers? Interesting. Adam's Family, that's your most anticipated movie, right?
Got it, man.
Yeah. Maleficent 2. That is a Disney movie I feel like we haven't heard anything about.
Well,
it's gotta suck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Zombieland 2?
Yep.
Okay. Jojo Rabbit, that's Taika Waititi's next movie.
He plays Hitler.
That's a Hitler one. That horrible Lighthouse movie. See, this doesn't include, like, Netflix, though. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Because, like, where's El Camino? Like, that's the problem with these lists, man. There might be great movies that come out on streaming services.
This is IMDb, though. It should have everything.
Right? But where's El Camino? That's October.
Are you sure?
Positive. Positive. What leak?
Also, what's El Camino?
That's the Breaking Bad movie.
Oh.
Terminator in November, The Irishman, so that one's on there, but that's in theaters, technically.
Mm.
Harriet. Motherless Brooklyn, directed by Edward Norton.
Bruce Willis.
Waves. Burden. See, some of these you could just tell, like, from the images, these are the Oscar ones. You know, like this one. Oscar, he's in a river and he's wet. You
Forrest
know?
Whitaker.
Yeah. Dr. Sleep, that's the second. That's the horror one, yeah, Shining one,
that's
remember?
Right.
Midway.
That's going to be epic.
You think so?
Epic war movie, for sure.
Honey Boy, that's Shia LaBeouf's next movie. Dude, there's so many. Charlie's Angels, Ford versus Ferrari. Like, Good Liar with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. Like, so, it's like, how do some of these movies exist?
How do they make money?
I don't know.
Like, all of these are going to be shunned by Frozen 2.
The Rhythm Section? Like, the Rhythm Section and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood both come out with Frozen 2.
Good luck.
That was November.
Okay.
Jumanji 2.
Do you understand that, like, yes, there
Star
are
Wars,
a lot
Cats.
Of movies. There are way more movies now than there ever has been, right?
Cats comes out the same day as Star Wars. What?
They're trying to bury that one.
Also, you know, speaking of bury 'em, Bombshell, a group of women decide to take on Fox News head Roger Ailes and the toxic atmosphere he presented over the network.
I want to see that, actually.
Do you think that that is coincidentally coming out the same day as Star Wars? Like, that's a conspiracy, right? To bury their stories? Do you see that cast? Margot Robbie, Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, Alice Eve.
Yeah, no, it looks... Well, I mean, the trailer is very vague.
But it comes out the same day as Star Wars.
I don't know why. That's a terrible decision.
Because it says 20th Century Fox in front of Star Wars?
Do you think?
That's what I'm saying. You think they do it on purpose so no one goes and sees it?
No, because 20th Century Fox is completely different than Fox News.
But I don't think everyone knows that.
Yeah, but no, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's a bad
well,
release.
Why would you put it there?
I don't know.
Margot Robbie, Oscar winner, right? Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron, Oscar winner.
Yep.
Nicole Kidman, Oscar winner.
I think Margot Robbie didn't win. She was nominated.
Okay, well, either way.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more than Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. That's nuts to me. Little Women, 1917.
1917 looks pretty insane, too.
Yeah, it's a war movie, dude. I'm tired
Those
of war
movies.
Movies
are pretty crazy.
Wait, I just went to January, and January 3rd is The Grudge?
Mm-hmm.
They're rebooting The Grudge?
Apparently, it looks very similar to the original cover art.
Why
right?
would they do that?
I don't know.
Underwater, The Informer.
Who's The Informer?
Rosamund Pike, Clive Owen, Ana de Armas.
Nothing. Okay.
Bad Boys for Life, dude. Don't you feel like we should have a trailer for that? Mm. Early January? Where's our trailer for Bad Boys?
That is definitely getting pushed.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Will Smith already shot it.
It's getting pushed.
I don't know, man.
Do you want another one? Where you at?
I'm on two.
You done?
Yeah.
No.
Of course I'm done.
Well, that fucking say so.
I drink Coors like water.
You big gigantic goon.
I burped.
You melting walrus.
Would you stop calling me a melting walrus? It doesn't even make sense. I look like a real walrus.
Yeah, but you're slowly...
This movie's actually happening, isn't it?
February 7th? That's coming out February 7th?
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation
for that,
of One Harley Quinn. Ewan McGregor's in that movie?
Yes, he is.
We've got
what? It. What are the trailers for this? When is trailer season? Is it October? Or is it September? There's a time where, like, all the trailers come out. I know it's towards the end of the year. I just don't know when it is.
I don't know. We don't. We should have a trailer for that. It's going to be bad. I assume it now.
I mean, you have a trailer for it. It's just a really shit trailer.
No, it says no trailer.
There is a trailer. There's leak or there's footage.
Well, it's not a trailer.
Of each character.
Who's the leak, Deathlord? I'm curious. Sonic the Hedgehog, The Kingsman.
What?
Yeah, it's a prequel, though.
What?
Kingsman prequel.
The Kingsman?
Yeah, it's a prequel.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Why do you keep saying it's not?
Because it's definitely not.
It is. There's a trailer for it.
Matthew Vaughn? Definitely not.
Throughout time, our people robbed, lied, and killed.
It's Voldemort, dude.
Until one day, we found ourselves noblemen.
See, that was Rasputin.
But that nobility never came from chivalry. It came from being tough and ruthless. Real power is not found running off to war. Real power lies in understanding
of course he's in it.
Who it is you're truly fighting.
What do you mean, of course he's in it?
He's
who is
in
that?
Everything.
Who?
That's Abaduba Dabaduba.
Oh.
And how they can be defeated. I know you want to fight, but there are other ways of doing your duty.
Wow.
Told ya! I can't believe you made us watch that whole trailer before you believed me.
Dude, I mean, why? Why is that necessary?
You watch it?
It's gonna be much better than Sonic the Hedgehog, but, I mean...
Are you sure about that, man?
Yes.
They're redoing it.
No.
Darn it, I'm not clicking that. Corey does not care about games.
Have they redone the trailer yet? Of course they haven't, right?
No, of course not. They had to redo the whole movie.
I don't think it would be that hard. What's a bad trip?
I'm not clicking it. It had Tiffany Haddish in it. I'm not clicking it.
Okay,
I'm not clicking it. I'm just looking for anything that looks good now. Godzilla vs. King Kong comes out next year. Quiet Place 2 comes out next year. Mulan. Comes out in March.
Why would there be a Quiet Place 2?
This movie right here, New Mutants, not happening.
No?
No chance that comes out, right?
I mean, probably not.
No chance.
Isn't it supposed to be like a horror movie?
Yeah. It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, I don't think Disney's up for that.
No Time to Die, James Bond, April. Feel like that's going to get delayed too, right? April of 2020. We would have
Rami Malek's in it?
Oh, yeah, he's the bad guy.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
I'm hype.
It's going to be good, dude. And Cary Joji Fukunaga is the guy who is doing the directing. He's the guy who directed the first season of True Detective.
Never watched it.
You never watched the first season of True Detective?
Never watched True Detective.
You should watch the first season. It's good. And the Alexander Daddario scenes in it. Watch that episode without Brit, but it's really good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
How about Trolls World Tour?
I'm going to pass on Trolls, if that's okay with you, ma'am. May,
Sam
Black
Rockwell's
Widow.
In it, bro.
I'm sorry. Does that say Legally Blonde 3?
That does.
Was Reese Witherspoon the original Legally Blonde?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, Legally Blonde would be, she'd be dead in like a pile of coke by now, right? Mm-hmm. 100%. Does that say Legally Blonde 3?
It does. It does, man. 2020. Next year is 2020.
Scoob. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg? Zac Efron? What? Amanda Seyfried? Is this live action?
I don't know. It says animation.
Jesus Christ. Fast Furious 9, bro.
I say yes to the Mandalorian, Maltese. SpongeBob movie. Now we're in June. Wonder Woman, 1984.
What? Where are all of these trailers, bro?
Dude, there should be trailers for these, right?
Yeah.
Like, here's Top Gun Maverick. This releases on my birthday next year. And we've watched a trailer for it. And we didn't even know that Legally Blonde 3 was happening. I don't understand trailers.
I think all these studios are putting their marketing budgets towards the big ones that they know are going to sell and are giving the other ones nothing.
I mean, yeah.
Nothing.
That's what it appears, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you tell me a movie with Mark Wahlberg as Scooby-Doo isn't going to be good?
Yeah. Who do you think Mark Wahlberg plays?
Fred.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Who's Zac Efron then?
Shaggy.
No fucking way.
You think it's opposite?
No fucking way.
Do you think Mark Wahlberg plays Shaggy?
I think Mark Wahlberg plays Scooby-Doo.
Who? Mark Wahlberg ain't going to do that. Well, I bet it says.
Tell your mama hi for me.
Blue Falcon.
Blue Falcon.
Is Mark Wahlberg. Zac Efron plays Fred.
So Mark
Amanda
is the bad
Safry
guy.
Plays Daphne. McKenna Grace plays a young Daphne. Jason Isaacs plays a character named Dick Dastardly. Will Forte plays Shaggy.
Wow. Tracy Morgan plays a character called Captain Caveman.
That's not going to be racist. That depressed me.
That exists, man.
Not this movie, just that list.
There's more.
I don't want to look anymore.
Keep going, man.
I'm too depressed already.
Keep going. We're only into June.
Why you do this to me, man?
Because I'm very curious.
July Minions 2, Rise of Gru. All right. Can we stop now?
Free Guy?
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Taika Waititi.
Oh, that's the one where he plays the. That's the one where he plays the character, like an NPC in a video game.
Oh, okay.
Remember that? Tenet.
That sounds fun.
That's gonna be good. Tenet, right?
No.
No. What do you mean no?
You know who's in that?
Chris Nolan directed
it. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
He'll
Did
be
you
fine.
See him in that King movie?
I also saw him in that Lighthouse movie, but for some reason I feel like I should give him a pass.
Why?
I can't tell you why. I just feel like I should. Okay? Infinite, another Mark Wahlberg movie.
Jesus.
A man discovers that his hallucinations are actually visions from past lives.
The one and only Ivan, Angelina Jolie, Bryan Cranston, Sam Rockwell, Helen Mirren.
A gorilla named Ivan tries to piece together his past with the help of an elephant named Stella as they hatch a plan to escape from captivity. It's an animated movie.
Yep, definitely.
Now, Bill and Ted Face the Music in August. September, Monster Hunter. Like, based on the video games?
Ron Perlman.
Of course he's in it. Of course Mila Jovovich is in it, too.
Yep, of course.
No, he's not anymore, Maltese. He got oust. That only lasted like a week. As Robert Pattinson being Batman. Dude, so many of these things suck. Okay, October.
Tom Hanks
in a movie called Bios, a post-apocalyptic Earth. A robot built to protect the life of his dying creator's beloved dog learns about life, love, and friendship and what it means to be human. G.I. Joe, Ever Vigilant.
What?
Untitled Saw Project starring Samuel L. Jackson
and Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Oh, we read about this. Remember Chris Rock was rebooting it.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird.
We should have stopped, Colby.
I mean, yeah.
We should have stopped. Red Notice, Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, an Interpol agent tracks the world's most wanted art thief.
What?
How much you want to bet Dwayne Johnson is the Interpol agent and Ryan Reynolds is the art thief? And Gal Gadot is the plucky, sexy sidekick.
Or Gal Gadot is the art thief.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
I feel like she would pull off art thief better than Ryan Reynolds.
Probably right.
And yeah, it's a team-up movie.
It's not the way it's going to be.
The Rock and Ryan Reynolds.
You think?
Yes.
Tracking down Gal Gadot?
Yes.
Okay. Is her name Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot?
I think it's Gal Gadot.
Okay. Dune. I'm actually excited for this one.
Who is in it? Momoa?
You know who's in this movie? Every person ever born. Dune. Okay, it's made by the guy who did Blade Runner, 2049, the guy who did Sicario, guy who did all those movies. Like, he's never made a bad movie.
Okay.
Here's who's in this movie. Zendaya.
I don't know who
Rebecca Ferguson, Jason Momoa, Timothy Chalamet, Josh Brolin, Stellan Skarsgård, Dave Bautista, Javier Bardem, Oscar Isaac. Okay, I think that's
Jesus.
It. Zendaya is the new Mary Jane.
Okay.
All right. Rebecca Ferguson is the lady from Iron Man 3 that dies.
Okay.
She's also, I believe she's also Tom Cruise's wife in all the Mission Impossibles. She had a bigger role in the most recent one. Do you know who Timothy Chalamet is?
No.
He's the guy from Remember My Own Name or whatever from... That last year was tearing up the award seasons. He's also the king. He's also the little kid in Interstellar. Young Casey Affleck.
What?
That was his first role.
Click on
and then he did
picture.
Call Me By Your Name. And he's the king. This guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I this gotcha. Guy right here.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then Stellan Skarsgård, you know who that is.
Yep.
All right.
Tarzan.
Dave Bautista.
Tarzan, man.
No, Stellan Skarsgård's his older brother.
What?
Yeah, Stellan, you're thinking of Alexander.
Yes.
Stellan's his older brother.
Who's he?
He's the guy from Thor that runs around naked.
Oh. No, that's his dad.
It's his dad?
I think that's his dad.
Oh.
Yeah. The scientist old guy in Thor? Yeah, that's his dad.
I didn't think he was old enough.
That's his dad.
How old do you think he is?
I'm pretty sure. He's old, man.
No way. 1951 is when he was born. He old as dirt.
He looks great.
He's in his 70s,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he looks fucking fantastic.
Oh my god, what a legend. Dude, those Swedes, they don't die, do they?
No, they don't.
It's all that free healthcare. It's amazing what it can do. Alright. Well, we did it.
Did we make it?
We didn't make it to the end of the year.
Come on. Oh god, why? We should have
one more month. Come on, man.
King Richard, starring Will Smith.
What?
Look at how tennis superstars Venus and Serena Williams became who they are after coaching from their father, Richard Williams. They're making a movie about Serena and Venus Williams, but it's about their dad.
That's so
This
stupid.
Is why women's equality doesn't exist, by the way.
That makes no sense.
That doesn't make any sense. December.
I hope it's just a whole movie of Will Smith being like, you can't do it. You're the worst.
You never succeed.
You'll never be anything. And then
here's younger me to shoot you.
Here's younger me to shoot you.
Uncharted. I'm excited about that.
Tom Holland?
I don't feel like this is actually going to happen, but...
Tom Holland's going to be playing Drake?
Yeah. Young Drake.
What?
And then Bryan Cranston Sully.
Oh my god.
That'll be good, man.
That'll be so stupid.
It'll be good.
It'll be the worst video game movie ever.
Coming number two, America. With Eddie Murphy. A sequel to another movie that we never seen because it's for our parents.
James Earl Jones? Wesley Snipes?
Cruella. Emma Stone is playing Cruella DeVille.
Huh.
Okay, that's it.
Croods 2, though, man. That's awesome. Yeah, man. You ever seen The Croods?
Nothing in January, nothing in February. My parents say The Croods is great.
Croods is great.
There's nothing in 2021 slated? I don't believe. I just don't believe it.
I don't believe. Yeah, nothing, man.
I don't believe it, man.
You're looking at it. Nothing.
I don't believe it. I'm looking and I don't believe.
I mean, you remember when they used to like put trailers out a year before the movie comes out? And now it's like a month?
Yeah, well, look at our Star Wars trailer. That's in 2 months from now, man.
Yeah, where the fuck is it?
They don't want to show it because it's going to suck. Okay, we have two options right now. I can go pee or we can end the show. Pick.
I have to go pee.
That wasn't one of the options I presented you with.
We can end the show.
I mean, do we have anything else to talk about?
No, I think I'm done.
I'm done?
I'm done.
We just sit here for 30 minutes and drink after the show's over and look for that picture of Cameron?
Sounds good.
So selfish, but let's do it, man.
Let's do it. Sorry, listeners.
No, I don't care.
We love you.
We gave them enough.
Yeah, they got enough.
They got enough of us. All right, we'll be back Thursday. Colby's going to play games, all right? Between Super Hot and Hollow Knight. You know either of those games? Well, you better look them up on YouTube because you're going to be playing one of them on Thursday.
Super Hot?
Yep. That's a game that that when you move, everything else moves.
Oh.
So if you don't move, nothing happens.
Okay.
It's like a first-person shooter. So, like, someone will shoot at you, and when you move, the bullet moves. Apparently, it's a lot of fun, but it's really hard.
All right.
I don't know anything about it. Never played it. People tell me it's good, but whatever. But we're going to be back Thursday, all right, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, SethandColby.com, twitch.tv/SethandColby. All the social medias is SethandColby. Go to SethandColby.com, you incredible 18 heads, all right? Thank you for watching. We'll be back on Thursday. You got anything else you want to say, man?
I'm good.
You got any words of wisdom to close out the show
Y'all
with?
Y'all drink some beer. Have a good Labor Day weekend.
What about the people who don't live it, like Ballin' from Canada and Darkness from Belgium?
Then you suck, get in America.
All right, well, there you go. You heard your words of wisdom here. You suck, get in America. That's that's what we have to say to you. So we're going to get out of here. Appreciate y'all hanging out. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.